So, Sally, let's start, first of all, with the dramatic victory over Bath. Just how important was it to get that win?
Yeah, it was fantastic, especially playing away, so at their home venue. I don't think Yorkshire Jets have been Bath before either, so it was absolutely brilliant that we won that.
And does it help that you won by just 3 points? Obviously, the week before that, you'd lost to Manchester in a very tight game as well.
Yeah, I think we always managed to get a lead at some point in all of our games, and then in the Manchester game we just let it slip, but the fact that it was close is a good sign, so hopefully next time we'll be able to pip them at the post.
I was going to say, to be facing the team that are the league leaders in Manchester and to be so close, did that give the side some confidence going into the game against Bath?
Yeah, definitely. I think we performed a lot better when we played Manchester, so we had some confidence from that, knowing that we could put our skills out on court because we'd done that the week before. So we had a bit more confidence then playing Bath, so that was good.
And just looking at netball in general at the moment, the popularity in Britain, it seems to have exploded a little bit. Just how important is it for you that it's getting some TV time?
Yeah, well, fantastic. I was here a couple of years ago, and even since then, it's just like it's grown a lot. So the fact that people can watch a game every round is brilliant. Like, it's just fantastic.
And how fast do you feel it is growing? Because in terms of attendances, I know the numbers have gone up and up and up. Do you feel that it really is a sport which is becoming a must-watch for people?
Yeah, like I think even for all our home matches here in Yorkshire, I think they're just about sold out. So the fact that that's happening is just showing that more and more people are willing to come and support it and are interested in it. So, yeah, it's growing quite quickly.
And looking at Yorkshire, just how important do you feel it is that the matches are being played in different venues in and around the whole of Yorkshire, so it involves everyone in the area?
Yeah, that's brilliant for all the supporters, because it's not just the same 800 people coming to each match. You grow your support base then, and it's just fantastic.
And next up is the Hertfordshire and Mavericks. It's going to be yet another tough game. Just what are your thoughts on them?
It's definitely going to be tough. I know a couple of other Aussies that are in that team, and we're keen to make sure that we're the team that comes out on top of them. But yeah, they're definitely performing, and hopefully that we can show them what we've got and perform consistently on Monday.
And Sally, I've got to ask finally, just what are the aims for the rest of the season? Do you feel that you can get into the top four?
Yeah, definitely. I hope we can definitely give Hertfordshire a good run on Monday and hopefully beat them, and then also contest against Surrey and Manchester when we play them. Would be nice to definitely be in the top four.